in a lot of places here. He's not performed in Yemen. He is undermining us in the wheel of space. And he's pitching this arms race into the Near East and giving...
Well, this is not going to help us any with him, is it?
But I think it's important for NASA to know that we're not, that he just mustn't take us for granted on these things. I think this is, an abstention on this is something of a warning to NASA that we're coming close to the end of the trail on this business.
Don't you think he'll pound us like hell all over the United Nations and all over the papers of the country?
Well, I think that there will be...
Stevenson will be running around raising hell like he was about the Venezuela delegation, won't he?
Well, I think he will be personally unhappy for two or three days, but I don't think there's going to be any major press campaign picking this up.
Have you already told him what to do?
Yes. Well, I told him we had an instruction for him several days ago not to have a resolution that condemned the British, and this does. It said it deplores this thing the other day, but to express a general regret about violence along that frontier. Well, the resolution went beyond the point where we felt that we could, in our total interest here, support it. But as it now stands, he is ready to do what we talked about this morning. But he just wanted to be sure that you knew that it's a close, balanced decision, and that he had some concern about it.
Well, you just tell them that I do know, but I knew it the last minute, didn't know anything about it beforehand. I don't know anything else I got to do except go up to the Secretary of State when he tells me he feels this strongly about it. But I sure think they ought to talk to us ahead of time, and we ought to know more about it before the last minute, don't you?
Yes, I think that's right. I think that's right.
All right, you tell him that, and I'll try to reach him, too, if I can.
Thank you.